Good night, radio listeners. I am Apostle Janice James of Shammah Outreach Movement. Shammah Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim of this series, this reaching out program that we have from month to month, is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God and their actions so that they can live the new kingdom, the new life, kingdom citizen, and get the kind of results they really desire in their life. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers would desire to become believers. So today, we continue our topic, Becoming Unstuck. To discuss this step-by-step process with me are Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Josephine Charles.
Good night, listeners.
In our last session, if you remember, we began our discussion on self-awareness. We quoted James Russell Lowell, who said, "No one can produce great things who is not thoroughly sincere in dealing with himself." We emphasized the point that you must know yourself to grow yourself. We further said that self-awareness is exactly what it says: being aware of the emotions and the triggers that keep you going around in circles and have you stuck right now. We suggested that you begin to examine yourself. So today we will be looking at the first thing to being unstuck, which is telling yourself the truth.
Apostle, that is so relevant and so appropriate right now. You know, because it is really important for us to tell ourselves the truth, because when we face our truth, we can be set free. My reality, and also the reality of you, the radio listeners out there, will not change until we do a reality check. Uncover the truth about where we are, and we need to begin to draw a map with God's help as to where we desire to be.
But why do so many of us ignore the truth? You know, Minister Elizabeth, you spoke about uncovering the truth, but the reality is most of us hide from the truth.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
in my own life, it's full of so many examples where I ignored or hid from the truth. You know, I remember that, you know, I was entertaining someone and I had this feeling on the inside that although they were talking all the right things, it just was not what they appeared to be. But I still went ahead with that relationship, and guess what? I ended up stuck. And it was only God who could have helped me to come out of this relationship.
Yeah, boy, another stuck story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
I think we've all been there.
Yes, that's right. For a friend of mine, he knew it was not time to make that big purchase, but he went ahead anyway. So he got stuck. Now he is this mixed up and stuck with a bill, and it's causing real problems.
Yeah, you know, well, he sort of reminds me of myself. Just last semester, you know, somebody asked me to take over some heavy responsibilities, and although I knew that I would not be able to do it because I don't like to tell people no, I went ahead and I said yes. And the result of that was I was so overwhelmed, so overburdened, and yes, I ended up stuck. I could not complete half of what was required from me with the, you know, the excellence that I normally perform.
Well, we can go on and on and on about this, eh? And I can see there are many things in my past that the Lord convicted me about that I should not have done, or should I have done differently or a different time. And I know the radio listeners out there, you can testify to that same thing, that there are many things in your past that the Lord would have convicted you about doing that you should not have done, or doing it differently, or doing it at a different time. But you know what? We still went ahead and did it our way. It's like the song said, "I did it my way." But
yes.
But yes, you did it your way. But where did I end up? Stuck. And I'm sure you, the listeners out there, could agree that you ended up the same way. Stuck.
Yes. We could testify to that. We in such agreement with that. But you know the remedy. You know, 'cause you always want to know about how to become unstuck. So the remedy is, we say it's a simple one. Simple but hard. Just ask God to reveal truth. Because yes. He knows all about us.
Exactly.
And so therefore He knows the truth about us. If you ask ourselves and without God, kind of like we will hide that truth. We wouldn't want to face that truth. So ask God to reveal the truth about yourself. And then when truth is revealed, we have to man up and take responsibility for the truth that is revealed. And we don't leave it there. We now have to take action based on that truth. Truth is not always easy for many of us to handle. We know that. Yeah. It can ruffle your feathers. Ruffling feathers. It is a ruffling feathers method of operation. It may make us unpopular at times and even very uncomfortable at times. The truth is, nothing gets you or me unstuck more than stuck more than ignoring the still small voice of God that persistently speaks, if only we would listen. We're too busy
that's it.
To listen.
So
let us do this exercise as we continue. Think about one area in your life in which you currently feel stuck. And you write it down. Have your little paper and you write it down. So team members here will be doing exactly that. Write it down. There may be more, but we will focus on one area. Okay, so what do you do? Ask the Lord, right? What do you want to say to me in this area in which I'm stuck, Lord? Just get quiet and just write down the thought that the Spirit of the Lord drop into you. All right, so we're going to get your answers.
Well, for me, my area is faithlessness, being able to fully trust God.
All righty.
And for me, it's completing my home.
Me, it's just to stop spending time on the little things, too much detail, engaging in too much detail. All
right, so knowing that, and everybody will know what they wrote down. So what is the time for you to do based on what you wrote down? What is it time for you to do?
For me, it is time for me to stop letting negative things people say about me overpower who God say I am.
Very good.
And it is time to slow down and listen to the Spirit of God rather than what is out there.
Okay. What is it time to say?
Well, I need to start declaring God's promises daily and believing them to be true. I need to change the way I see things.
Action. Stop procrastinating.
What is the time to say? What is time to say?
Well, for me, it's time to say what God has already said. He said, I've given you the green light, so just go. So it's time for me to just go and say, this house is completed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
So then what is the time to change?
Well, I need to change the way I see things, as I said before. The enemy has been coming and playing on my emotions. So I need to believe that God has already done this for me.
All right, so changing your mindset or something like that? That's what you're referring to?
Change mindset, change here.
Yes.
And I change in my passive attitude, you know. It has to go beyond just asking, and I have to seek, knock, and then I will find.
All right. So telling yourself the truth is a simple act, but it really takes courage, you know, for us to face that truth and to say it so that others can hear. It definitely will set you free. It will set you on a path in life that is absolutely unstoppable in God's hands. This is why you start this journey to become unstuck by asking God, what is the truth? And just being truthful to yourself. All of us. It goes for all of us. Now, some of the simple, bold questions you will continue to ask yourself on this journey is, what are you afraid to admit? What are you really afraid will happen if you take action? And what would you have to let go, you know, in order for you to move towards the life God imagined for you? Can you admit that these are not easy questions? We all can admit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yes. But the Spirit of Christ in you will give you the answers that you're looking for. These answers are within. So you work with the Spirit of the Lord and he will give you those answers.
Amen.
These questions are so powerful that when you answer them truthfully, your next step begins to unfold before you in a big way.
Yes.
You can choose to run from them or ignore them, but hello, they ain't going away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is the power of having the courage to tell the truth.
Yes, yes.
And yes, truth awakens you from that deep slumber of lies. When we keep pretending we don't hear the voice of God, or we keep resisting his guidance, we live a lie.
Yeah. And you know what I found? Embracing the truth of what we know deep down is the most liberating exercise. It frees us up to walk onto the path God has already ordained for each of us. It gives us the life where God's will is where we are in.
I recognize it is a life of faith. I need to step out with no guarantees except God's promise that he will never leave me nor forsake me. And you listeners can do the same. Declare that if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. I declare that if I delight in him, he will give me the desires of my heart. And you listeners can do the same.
Yes, so many people were not able to change their results because they just didn't know how to do it, right? This is why we are encouraging you, our listeners, to get moving with us. Let us together change our results. So check out our Sharma Outreach Movement Facebook page and you'll get a list of all those questions that we put forward today. There's a worksheet there, so go after it, Sharma Outreach Movement Facebook page. So this week, just go to a quiet place, meditate, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Take that quiet time with the Lord and tell the truth. So we have really come to the end of our Reaching Out program today. So join us in prayer.
Father, give us the courage to face the truth and not ignore it. Give us faith to trust your promptings when the truth make us afraid. Lord, we pray that you would empower us with boldness and courage to take action that matters. Thank you, God, for speaking to us as we honor your presence. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Apostle Janice James saying we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 13th of March, we will continue our topic on becoming unstuck. Now, together with my team, we say,
Jesus loves you just as you are.